This episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is brought to you by the Post-American Century, the new CD from award-winning singer-songwriter Terry Kitchen. Terry has been called one of New England's best songwriters by the Boston Globe. The Post-American Century is available at terrykitchen.com and iTunes.
I think we timed just right. She said as she held out her hand to the warm August breeze. I said, you're crazy, just look at this traffic. We should have left Sag Harbor an hour ago. This post-American century.
Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Classic Harmonica Blues on Smithsonian Folkways. We heard Gillum Blues from Jazz Gillum. Sometimes I'm prompted to choose a theme for the program from a recording or two that had been sent to me for the show. Before Christmas, I received a new CD from master harmonica player Charlie Musselwhite and a 2-CD set from Rough Records called Blues Harp Women. So this week we'll turn our attention to the harmonica and some of the finest players. The harmonica, a free reed instrument, was developed in Europe in the early part of the 19th century. It first appeared in Vienna in the early 1820s. By 1855, there were a number of companies producing harmonicas. In 1857, Matthias Hohner, a clockmaker from Trossingen, Germany, began producing the instrument. After sending a few harmonicas to members of his family in the U.S., he began to sell the instrument in America in 1868, and by the 1920s, the harmonica was in the form we know today. By this time, harmonicas were being produced in Germany, Japan, China, Brazil, and the U.S. It's said that Abraham Lincoln always kept a harmonica in his suit pocket, and that both Wyatt Earp and Billy the Kid played one. The first American recordings of the harmonica were made in the early 1920s. The instrument is versatile, easily fitting into blues and country music. One of the earliest popular players was DeFord Bailey, who played on the Grand Ole Opry. And Darius Milhaud and Ralph Vaughan Williams were some of the classical composers who wrote pieces for the harmonica. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll hear some of the finest harmonica players in a number of different styles. We'll open the program with Charlie Musselwhite and Good Blues Tonight from his new CD, I Ain't Lyin'. Harmonica styles on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. Thank you. two, three.
John Mayall from the classic The Turning Point and Room to Move. John, of course, on the vocals and harmonica. John Mark on the guitar. Steve Thompson on the bass. And Johnny Almond on the reeds, plus some more mouth percussion. That's on Polydor Records, recorded at the Fillmore in New York back in 1969. And before that, we heard from DeFord Bailey from a collection called Harmonica Blues, Great Harmonica Performances of the 20s and 30s on Yazoo Records. And we heard Davidson County Blues from DeFord Bailey. That was recorded back in 1928. And we let off that set with Charlie Musselwhite from his new recording. It's called I Ain't Lyin'. And we heard the leadoff track, Good Blues Tonight. That's on Henrietta Records from Charlie Musselwhite. The other recording that prompted this week's program was sent to me by Rough Records just recently, and it's called Blues Harp Women. It's 31 tracks of female harmonica players, and it's a dandy recording. We're going to lead off this set with Big Mama Thornton and Down Home Shakedown from the recording Blues Harp Women on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you.
broken hearted, how do I mend it? I've got a cry inside that started, how do I end it? If you're feeling gloomy, come and run into me. Meet me where they play the blues. People have said they've seen you dance in hideaway places. People have said you find romance in others' embraces. If you're feeling dreamy and you care to see me, meet me where they play the blues. Eyes that flirt with a tear are coming round here. Misery loves company, so they say. So we linger till dawn while the band plays on, hoping you'll happen this way. I'm getting tired of sipping wine and watching it bubble. How did our dreams get out of line and wind up in trouble?
Rest me for murder, first degree. Judge wife cried out, let the man go free. Ah! What a bad old man. Well, men don't know, but little girls understand. The doctor, a shot full of holes, a nurse cries out, please save a soul. Oh, the back door man. Well, men don't know, but little girls understand. Chicken and a man seen. I am Lord, a back door man. Well, all men don't know, but don't little girls understand. Oh,
you wanna let go.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1602. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Classic Harmonica Blues on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we just heard Roscoe Holcomb with the Barbara Allen Blues. He's not known as a harmonica player. He's mostly known as a singer and banjo player, but he was a fine harmonica player. Classic Harmonica Blues on Smithsonian Folkways. We're listening to Harmonica Masters this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and before that, we heard from Jimmy Reed and one of his signature tunes, Baby What You Want Me to Do, from the best of Jimmy Reed on GNP Crescendo Records. And before that, we heard from John Hammond from his recording Big City Blues and a Chuck Berry tune called Backdoor Man. That's on Vanguard Records. And before that, we heard a couple of tracks from one of the recordings which inspired this week's program, Blues Harp Women. We first heard from Big Mama Thornton and Down Home Shakedown. And then we heard Terry Leonino, who is a member of Magpie, the duo. And we heard Meet Me Where They Play the Blues. That's on Rough Records, Blues Harp Women. We've been focusing pretty much on the blues in the first half of the program, but there are other styles of harmonica that are very popular as well. Willie Nelson has employed Mickey Raphael and his band for many, many years. Here's an old Jerry Jeff Walker and Jimmy Buffett tune called Railroad Lady that has a nice harmonica part for Mickey. Here's Willie Nelson on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, just trying to get home again. South Station in Boston, to the stockyards of Austin, from the Florida sunshine to the New Orleans rain. Now that the rail packs have taken the best tracks, she's trying, just trying to get home again. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. Once a Pullman car traveler, now the switchman won't have her, and she's trying, just trying to get home again. Once a highball and loner, thought he could own her, and he bought her a fur coat and a big diamond ring. But she hocked him for cold cash in the town on the wall back, never thinking, never thinking of home way back then. But the rails are now rusty and the dining car's dusty, the gold-plated watches have taken their toll. And the railroads are dying, the lady is crying, on a bus to Kentucky and home, that's her goal. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on a train. semi good looker, but the fast rails they took her. Now she's trying, trying to get home again. On a bus to Kentucky and home once again.
Wake up in the morning, hear the ding-dong ring. You go a-marching to the table, you see the same old thing. Baby, all I want to tell you, a knife, a fork, and a pan. And if you say a thing about it, you're in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Yes, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, then you better walk or ride. You better not stagger, and you better not fight. 'Cause Sheriff Benson will arrest you. He'll carry you on down. And if the jury finds you guilty, you're penitentiary bound. So let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Yonder comes Miss Rosie. How I wonder, did you know? How will I know her by apron and the dress she wore? Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She goes a-walking to the captain, says I'm losing my man. So let the midnight special shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine its light on me. Let that midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine its light on me. Mama, let that special shine its ever-loving light on me.
Rolling Stones from their first recording, England's Newest Hitmakers, and Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away. I know Mick Jagger plays a fine blues harp, but I think that was probably Brian Jones, since Mick was singing most of that tune. The Rolling Stones from about 1963. And before that, one of the very first recording sessions that Bob Dylan ever had was playing harmonica behind Harry Belafonte on his recording, The Midnight Special. Well, that was Bob on Midnight Special. That's been reissued on Wounded Bird Records from Harry Belafonte. And before that, we heard from Charlie McCoy and his band called Area Code 615 that was playing different music for Nashville back in the late 60s and the early 70s. We heard Lady Madonna with Charlie McCoy on the harp from Area Code 615. And we let off that set with Willie Nelson, along with his harmonica player Mickey Raphael, and Railroad Lady from Willie Nelson. That's on Columbia Records. I'm going to lead off this last set with a classic from Little Walter. Here's My Babe on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My babe. Baby, don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she'd love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my baby. True little baby, my baby. baby, don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating. Everything she do so pleasing, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. When she's hot, there ain't no cooling, my baby. True little baby, she's my baby.
True little baby,
she's my baby.
Mojo, hey. son of my old man. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. A gypsy woman giving me advice. I got a whole lot of tricks keeping here all night. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo working, but it just don't break on me. Got my mojo waking. Waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo working, but it just don't break on me. Just don't work on you.
Muddy Waters, recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival back in 1960. That was Otis Spann on the piano and James Cotton on the harmonica. I've Got My Mojo Working. That's on Chess Records. And before that, we heard from Howlin' Wolf and his classic Smokestack Lightning. And I pulled that from an English compilation called Hoochie Coochie Man, The Chess Story, and that's on One Day Music. And we let off that set with Little Walter with My Babe, recorded back in 1955. And that was a Willie Dixon tune, and that was on Chess as well. Hope you've enjoyed our program focusing on harmonica masters. We're going to have to do another one real soon because a lot of stuff left in the little box I pulled. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1602.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love. Between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of...